If Nike opened a hotel, I think we would be able to guess pretty accurately what it would be like.
There'd be lots of shoes in it.
If Hyatt came out with sneakers, we'd have no clue.
No, we wouldn't. Is he gonna tell us why?
The single greatest opportunity in the world for people to change the outcome of how they live or how their business is doing is called organic social media.
Yes, it is.
Gen Z has completely destroyed the marketing funnel as we know it.
What? Welcome to the Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and award-winning marketer. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to turn clarity into action? Let's get started. Welcome to today's podcast, where we are delving into some reactions from viral videos that are hitting the internet, that are hitting our screens across the socials. Let's dive into video number one, see what the team has put together for me to curate and pass on my extended knowledge of marketing into these ads. Let's go.
The single greatest opportunity in the world for people to change the outcome of how they live or how their business is doing is called organic social media. Social media.
Yes, it is.
Media is free. Yeah. Our grandparents did not have this. We are the lucky generation.
The problem is
most of you are not fully taking advantage of it. There are people literally in here who've never posted on social and are gonna post on TikTok, and the sixth video is gonna get more views than I get, and I've been doing it every day for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
There is a level of merit to the individual piece of content that we have never seen. That level of merit is the great opportunity of your life.
We're all out there being content producers in this world, isn't it? And what Gary Vee's saying is with his profile and his celebrity in what he's doing, that an average Joe, any one of us can create something impactful, something viral. Virality doesn't exist and isn't excluded to influencers or celebrities. Each and every one of us could go out there and create a piece of viral content. But this is my comment to that. Don't go out there with the vision, with the view, with the strategy of creating a piece of viral content, because often you'll end up missing the mark. You'll try to be too humorous. You'll try to be too over the top. You'll try to do something so extreme, it's not actually real. It's not authentic. So the more authentic that you can be to you, in putting content out there that is different, that's unusual, that's eye-catching and grabbing, the more people will believe it, the more they'll relate to it. So thanks for putting that together, Gary Vee, and to the team. Let's see what they might have next for us.
If Nike opened a hotel,
yep.
I think we would be able to guess pretty accurately what it would be like.
There'd be lots of shoes in it.
If Hyatt came out with sneakers, we'd have no clue.
No, we wouldn't. Is he going to tell us why? Okay. Oh,
Hyatt.
Don't watch. Don't listen. Keep going, Zed.
If I swapped the signs on a hotel at that price point, you couldn't tell. If you were in Marriott, if you were in Hilton, if you were in Hyatt, the hallway, the room, I don't know, where am I? No brand.
Mm.
So what it means to have a brand is you've made a promise to people. They
yes.
have expectations. It's a shorthand. What should I expect the next time? And if that is distinct, you've earned something.
Wow. Have you ever thought about that when you stayed at a hotel? Is it that, do you recognize it from the inside? What makes it different? If a hotel was to start splashing their logo down every hallway and on every door and in every dining room and bar, how would you feel about that? Would it change your experience? I know for me here, there's one particular hotel group, give me a call, Crystal Brook Collection. They make the experience really distinctive for me. And you know when it starts? It starts way before I even walk in the door. I can smell them down the street. They have a scent, and they have a particular scent for each of their hotels, whether in Cairns, whether in Brisbane. They have a particular scent, and they know how to surprise, delight, and prepare their guests well before arrival. So Do we see Crystal Brook collections splashing their logo down the hallways, or is it more about a vibe? Is it more about a feeling? I have to agree with Seth in this occasion. The high-end hotels really can't be distinguished differently. But in a day where, look, generally people will pay more and travel more for experiences that they actually like, what is it about hotels? Are you prepared to pay more and travel further or be positioned further away from the place you want to be at simply because of an experience? I'd love to hear from you in the comments if you are. Let's roll now into the next video.
Gen Z has completely destroyed the marketing funnel as we know it. The traditional funnel that's been drilled into every marketing major's head is very linear. Because of the way social media and AI works today, the customer journey is much more like a loop or a flywheel. And the smart brands have completely changed their strategy to meet users where they're at. Take Base, for instance. You might stumble upon one of their reels, maybe show a little bit of interest, give them a follow. Then you're hit with an ad. Now you decide to purchase. You keep getting served up content and ad. Then you get served with a TikTok from the founder's personal brand. Become a part of their brand and their world. Attend their pop-ups and their events. Now, this is how you win over Gen Z.
Let's go.
If you're still using outdated linear funnel structures, you're going to be left in the dark. Let me know what you guys think.
I'll tell you what I think. We've talked about this before. What was happening in those videos? Was there a lot of selling? Sell, sell, sell. We're going to just shrink the whole funnel down. We're just going to have a one-line marketing funnel, and that's called sell. Just the conversion stage, just sell. No, that's not how it works. This is just leaning so far into call to action, into selling. And guess what? This page feels like a brochure. It's a digital brochure. You're going to get this piece of luggage. Then you're going to get this handbag. Anyone wants to talk to me about how it's going to make my life better? Anyone wants to talk to me about what the benefits are to me, the user, or just dripping paint over makeup in a piece of content that I really don't understand? And look, as I always say, just because you can doesn't mean you should. Are you going to AI the crap out of all your products just to make them look more interesting online? Or are you actually going to show them in their real natural state so people know what the hell they're buying? Look forward to sharing the next video with you guys. Let's dive in. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing, or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes, and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode.
What makes a logo feel premium?
Yes.
Or cheap? No. It's not just about simplicity. That's just lazy designer talk. Many simple logos feel cheap. Just look at the old Kia logo. Bland, forgettable, nothing special. And many complex logos feel premium. Porsche, Burberry, look detailed and rich with identity. It's also not about how hard it is to design. Effort doesn't mean value.
Yes.
Some logos are clearly a pain to draw. Still feel cheap, still say nothing. Now look at Apple, Nike, Chanel, iconic, and could be drawn by a kid.
Really?
Not even about uniqueness. Plenty of unique logos feel like weird experiments no one asks for. And yes, some non-unique logos feel premium. Look at Heineken, Macy's, Converse, One Star, they all share this.
We need just to stop this for a minute. Why do I keep seeing pictures of caviar behind all of these logos? I'm really not sure what he's trying to tell me. I'm seeing all these logos. Look at the background image. If you want to sell something or get people to watch, I'm really not sure why I'm looking at fish eggs while you're showing me logos of Nike and Chanel. But anyway, let's keep going. Let's give this chap a turn. Saying firstly that these logos could be designed by a kid. Are you for real? Let's get real. A kid. Look, take it home. Look, I don't mind. Tell your five-year-old, here's a pencil. Here's some paper. Design the next Nike logo. I can tell you for one, it's not going to be that. Simplicity is an art. And it takes time. I have shared before, though, that the Nike logo did cost not a lot of money to design, but don't just use that rule, okay? To really have outstanding good creative, you're not going to find it in tucked away in the depths of Canva. You're going to find it coming out of some creative's brain that can bring together a nuance of your brand to give it a postmark something that makes it recognisable and stands out throughout the group. Are we going to continue with the caviar? Maybe you should have a poll on this podcast, you know, hit yes or no. But you know what? Just to rule things out, I'm continuing. I'm a risk-taking kind of girl, so let it roll.
But they have different stories. So what actually makes a logo feel premium or cheap? One, how fast it can identify a brand. If I see your logo and instantly get the brand vibe, that's premium. Right now, minimal geometric logos feel premium because most industries are still drowning in clip art logos. Yes. But soon, those minimalist logos won't stand out anymore. They'll feel expected, overconsumed. Two, premium logos inject one idea, just one, then let the branding and marketing do the rest.
Yes.
Three, premium logos align with the emotion you want to trigger. High tech, go sharp, clean, minimal. Ooh. Luxurious, use serif, space, elegant.
Yes.
Friendly, go round, colorful, soft, artistic, wild, organic, expressive. Been designing logos for the past 16 years.
Well done,
and that's
son.
What I've learned. Drop your thoughts below and tell me.
I'm going to tell you, why were we looking at ice cream and grapes falling and caviar? Sorry, I'm so distracted. Let this be a lesson to you if you're creating content. Make the image relevant to the message, because I'm just lost. When the message doesn't match what I see, what my ears are consuming to what my eyes are consuming, my brain's going, what the hell's going on? And I don't know if it's just me. Look, I'm probably somewhere along those lines. We just need to think that we need to get people to understand clarity creates action. What's he actually trying to tell me? He's a designer that with 16 years experience. He's trying to tell us what goes into making a logo feel luxury or not. And to be honest with you now, I can't even remember what he said because it was so much content over that time. But look, I will recall for you. A few of the things he said in there is true. I think the days of the clip art logo are far gone. The problem that we have right now. This is the big problem. When someone's starting a business, because this is where logos are born, when someone's starting a business, they're not always going and investing into a good design. They're going on Canva. They're typing their name under an icon that they like. They're using a font on Canva and probably never knew that and use that font again, nor would they ever go download it or even know the name of it. You are not creating a brand of strong identity from the start. When the Marketing Factory started in Bring It On in 2007, I spent $1,200 on designing that logo. Now that was 18 years ago. Could you imagine how much of an expense that was for me? So don't say to me that you can't afford it, because when I was working out of my home, when I then moved out into an office on my own, I chose to afford it. And here we are, a business that is about to, you know, celebrate 18 years. And if you're watching this after that, since 2007, for this long a period of time, we have used our logo and we've only rebranded once. So that's the power of a good logo. Now, let's roll into the next video that the team has for us and bring it on.
This is probably the greatest marketing strategy you've never seen before.
Is it?
This body care brand called Billy launched a scratch and sniff billboard in the middle of New York City. People passing by couldn't resist walking up to the armpits on the billboard and smelling them. Each armpit smelt like a different product from Billy's deodorant range. This type of sensory marketing spiked Billy's sales as they made a unique connection with people and also went viral across social media.
Yes, it did. Oh my God, that is amazing. I'm such a texture girl. Like if you've got a fluffy cushion on your couch, if there's some sort of textured blinds, I want to touch it. I want to feel things. You know, really want to get up in there. This worked for so many reasons, right? Why? One, curiosity. People want to know, is that actually going to be a scratch and sniff? That was the thing back then when, you know, I was a bit younger just yesterday. Scratch and sniff. People want to know, is that for real? Especially we're in this world that seems to have forgotten about print and all of these other things, like someone bringing some creativity to that. What would that actually smell like? Brilliant campaign. You know what else I really like? The realism of the imagery. We haven't gone with some over photoshopped armpit potentially. There's hair there. God forbid, it's 2025. There's hair under the arms. Let it go. Let it grow. Hey, call me. That's a good tagline. So love that. Put it in a place with a high traffic area. They didn't put it somewhere that couldn't be reached, couldn't be touched, couldn't be felt by people walking by. So position, placement, all goes into making sure your marketing campaign goes off. And that's what we want. Is that all we have time for today? Is that the last video that's going to wrap things up in the world of virality, the world of marketing? You've landed, you're here, you're in the right place watching the podcast that does things differently, but educates and inspires you about all things marketing. Can't wait to do it all again and talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.